Well, that is not news, because lately, and I'm talking about, say, during the last 3 years to 4 years, hardly any day passes without reading corruption or graft story, as you may call it, in the news media. And besides that, recently been reports of involvement of various Chinese corporations in Namibia, and these people are well known around the world as paying bribes and kickbacks and stuff like that. So, in short, we are not surprised at all.
Do you think that the government has done enough in the fight against corruption or graft in Namibia?
The government has done enough as far as talk is concerned, but the government will be judged by their actions, by their deeds, not by their words. So there has been quite a lot of talk. For example, our president, Lucas Pohamba, when he took over on the 21st of March 2005, he said he will tackle corruption in the country, and he'll be a personal, he'll be exemplary, he'll be an easy example, so to say. But the contrary is in fact happening. Corruption is occurring in this country right in the high echelons of the Namibian government.
Do you think there's a political will to
fight? Not at all. There is no political will in this country to fight corruption. And that is perhaps understandable because those who are high-ranking officials of the government are the ones who are actually corrupt. So there can be no political will under those circumstances. The problem in Namibia is not the question, it's not a question of law or absence of law. There are laws, but the question is implementation, and that needs political will.
So what do you think the government can do in order to improve the standing of Namibia when it comes to the corruption perception indices?
I think the government must change. We must perhaps have a new government. We must have new leaders, perhaps even younger leaders. The culture of corruption in Namibia is so endemic, such that Namibia is, a matter of fact, classified as a kleptocracy. The only thing that must be done to change this is perhaps to replace the government as a whole, to put new people in the government. Maybe you're going to have people with a different mindset rather than the one who are in the government at the moment. I'm sorry, that's the only solution I can see at the moment.
Well, some people will say that change should be gradual instead of an wholesale change of government. Don't you think that would be too radical?
Not at all. I'm not advocating a coup d'etat, but what I'm saying is those who are in government, who are exercising power in government, should be replaced by new people. I don't care. They can be from the same political parties, but as long as there are new people in there, maybe younger people with a better mindset than the old one that we have been seeing during the last 21 years.